Hello, Matt. Thank you for coming and participating in my project today. I really like some of the things you've made here. They're not only well done, but they are sort of, I think, probably really sweet metaphors for some of the things in your life. Tell me, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 different representations of things that are meaningful to you. Tell me about some of those.
All right, so I've got, and thank you for having me here for this artwork. I've got some glasses that are for me. I've got a little bean that represents my wife. I've got a dog nose and some ears that represents our collie. A shoe and a soccer ball that represents my brother-in-law, and a pig, which is my work. And the one I want to talk about probably first is the little bean that represents my wife.
Yeah.
So she hates it when I call her Megan. She likes nicknames. So we kind of vacillate between Lamb Chop and Little Bean. But Little Bean represents her a little bit more. First of all, she really likes beans, and it's cute. But, you know, one of the things that's nice about being married is you get to see somebody grow, and a bean's kind of a seed. And, you know, I've seen her kind of get into a project and then spread roots and really take it over. And so kind of the power of the beanstalk.
I love that. That's great.
So that's one of them.
That's awesome. And that's a beautiful metaphor. I know your wife. I know that she's kind of like a little person, you know, she's short. And so I always think of, like, when you call her the bean, I always thought of it as like sort of like a cute gesture to her size. But I love that you have sort of that feeling of growth and your appreciation of that inside that metaphor.
She's
as
like
well.
A magic bean.
What else you got here?
Well, so when we first started, you said something that represents me, and so I made some glasses, because first it was kind of, well, what do you see in yourself, and my glasses are, they're not how I see. I can actually see without them, but I really like wearing them, because I can see really well, you know, it's sort of funny, because also with my wife, she has glasses, because she can't see, but she refuses to wear them. And me, as soon as I roll out of bed, I pop my glasses on. So I thought glasses, and I made glasses.
Which I know you as well as a person, and I think that's an interesting metaphor because I think you really like clarity. You're a man in his life who likes clarity.
I do.
Just of your vision, but, you know, of purpose and, you know, your approach to things and understandings.
Yeah, no illusions. I like clarity. And I made a pig nose, which is related to work and probably a little bit unusual because, you know, I work with pigs and work with them as they graduate on into bacon and ham and other delicious things. But I was out in the barn the other day and looking, and, you know, it's just sort of funny because a pig nose is kind of disconnected from the rest of its body. It's kind of, you know, the thing that you see when they're moving around. So I thought, you know, work's pretty important to me. Got a passion for what everybody does on the farm, and, you know, I spend a lot of time at it, and it's done some really good things for me. So as I was thinking of symbols for what represents my life, I couldn't go without a little pig nose.
It's good. That's good. I appreciate that you brought in your sort of your working life as part of what you appreciate.
And then I've got for our dog Sunny. She's collie, and she's pretty expressive. If I could figure out how to get beady little eyes to go in, I probably would have been done that too. But her ears and her big long schnoz are, you know, pretty identifiable. So when I think of her, especially if you're kind of looking at her head on, her face kind of disappears behind her big nose and her nub teeth, and all you see is some ears. So that's kind of what I thought about on her.
I love that. And now you have one last representation there.
Yeah, so I'm making some art, thinking about things that are significant to me. We were talking a little bit about a conversation I had today with my brother-in-law. You know, it's funny because you meet your in-laws and, you know, they're going to be your in-laws because you're going to marry your spouse. But it just so happens that my brother-in-law, if our paths had otherwise crossed, might be my best friend, regardless of the fact that I married his sister. You know, he's somebody I talk to. We've got lots of common interests. And I made a soccer ball and a shoe. Because right now, Sporting Kansas City has started up, and I believe Brian watches every soccer game played on TV. You know, and it's something that he's kind of gotten me into, although not to the same extent. So when I think of Brian, I think of some cool things like Alexa, the magic robot, and I think of soccer.
Awesome. These are great, Matt. Thank you so much for doing this with me today.
Thank you, Megan.